From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, January 10th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Green County lawmakers discussed a proposed jail concept at the county legislature's Public Safety Committee meeting on January the 8th. Legislature Majority Leader and Public Safety Committee Chair William Lawrence, the Republican of Cairo, said under this plan, anyone arrested in Greene County would be processed and detained at the Columbia County Jail in Greenport. Those individuals would then be transported back to Greene County for court dates and sentencing by Greene County Corrections Officers. The Columbia County Jail has an 80% occupancy rate, or 108 beds, and an extension would need to be added to accommodate people from Greene County, Lawrence said. Feasibility and geotechnical studies at the cost of between $150,000 and $250,000 split between the two counties is needed before an addition can be designed. That geotechnical study would investigate the physical properties of the soil and rock, which is crucial because the area around Columbia County Jail is subject to landslides. The final design of the facility requires approval by the State Commission of Corrections, and the state legislature would have to allow the two counties to share a jail, Lawrence said. Cost to construct a shared jail would be evenly split between the two counties, and Greene County would pay costs to board out its inmates, Lawrence said. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that Columbia Green Community College and the University at Buffalo School of Pharmacy and Pharmaceutical Sciences recently announced they have formed a new collaborative agreement to provide students with the opportunity to earn a Doctor of Pharmacy degree. Under the memorandum of agreement signed by college officials, students can complete 2 years of undergraduate study at the college, then apply to the pharmacy program. The University at Buffalo School of Pharmacy and Pharmaceutical Sciences has operated in the education of pharmacists and pharmaceutical sciences for more than 130 years. The school is by the American Council of Pharmaceutical Education. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Caitlin Limbo is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Cairo Town Board is asking the State Health Department to step in and offer advice after the Watts Pig Farm debate reached a 2-2 deadlock on January the 8th. Town Supervisor Daniel Benoit said the only resolution that passed was to send the case back to the Health Department. Benoit said, and I quote, "We can't agree to move forward to investigate it. We can't get a three-person majority," end quote. The board is willing to have the state health department take the case over if necessary, Benoit said. Jason Watts, owner of the farm and newly sworn town board member, has recused himself from all votes concerning the farm and left the meeting room during deliberations. The stalemate leaves matters in the hands of Watts and his legal opponent, neighbor and former town board member Doug Ostrander. Either Watts or Ostrander can ask for a declaratory judgment from the state Supreme Court to render a final decision, Benoit says. Watts and Ostrander have been embroiled in a legal battle over Watts' hogs for 3 years. The lawsuit named Watts and his uncle, Mark McDowell. The plaintiffs claim they were exposed to health risks caused by the noxious odors and potential water contaminants from the animals. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, Patricia Doxie is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The recent cold temperatures left area residents struggling to keep warm and oil companies struggling to keep up with demand for heating fuel. Ken Davenport, owner of Heritage Energy in Lake Katrine, said on January 9th, and I quote, "It's been a heck of a 3 weeks," end quote. Davenport said that unlike in some years when frigid temperatures impede the transport of crude, resulting in a lack of supply, this time the problems were the result of an unprecedented demand. Davenport said his company delivered more fuel during the first 8 days of January than during that same amount of time since 2000. January 8th was the first day temperatures in the region topped the freezing mark since Christmas Day. Ahmed Khan, owner of Sunshine Fuels in Kingston, said customers were going through 70 to 100 gallons of fuel a week. He said, and I quote, "That's nuts," end quote. Khan said consumption was so great his company could not get to everyone. Michael O'Connor, director of New York Public Research Group's Fuel Buyers Group, warned that increased demand means increased prices for consumers. According to New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, the average regional fuel price is now $3.15 per gallon, almost twice what it was over the summer. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with the temperature high near 35 degrees. Light freezing rain is possible Wednesday evening into overnight with the greatest chance across the northern areas, then turning into rain. It will be mostly cloudy tonight with the temperature low around 30 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 46 degrees. Thursday night, rain mainly after 11 p.m. with a temperature low of 45 degrees. And on Friday, rain with a temperature high near 51 degrees. Friday night, more rain with a temperature low of 30 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 7:24 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:41 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 10th day of January, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.